Welcome. Today we're looking at something absolutely central to the world of A Song of Ice and Fire. Something ancient and frankly pretty spooky. The weirwood trees.
That's right. And these aren't just, you know, background scenery with carved faces. The source material treats them as much more. They're called vessels of memory.
Like a massive organic psychic network.
Exactly. For the children of the forest, and especially their green seers who literally merge with them, these trees are the old gods. They hold this immense archive of consciousness.
Okay, so they're deeply spiritual entities. Which brings us to our main question today, looking at four really specific, kind of unsettling moments in the books. Does fire do something more than just physically burn these weirwoods?
Is there a metaphysical reaction? Beyond just charring the wood, does fire fundamentally alter their spiritual function? That's what we're digging into.
We're trying to track this argument that fire doesn't just damage the vessel, it actually changes, disrupts, maybe even erases the memories, the consciousness stored inside.
Think of it like this. If the weirwoods are the hard drives of Westerosi history and magic, is fire like a degeasing wand, a spiritual wipe?
And a powerful place to start thinking about this is that moment when the free folk come south of the wall. They're forced into this really intense ritual.
Oh, absolutely. It's a non-negotiable condition. They have to throw pieces of their own sacred heart trees, their connection to the old gods, into the bonfires lit for Aller, the Lord of Light.
And the language used is so specific, isn't it? It's described almost like a cannibalistic sacrifice.
It is, like the new god devoured the corpse of the old. That framing is deliberate. It immediately sets up fire as this tool of, well, theological destruction, spiritual conquest.
So it's not just about warmth or light. It has this deeper symbolic weight from the get-go.
Definitely. So to grasp what fire might do to the trees, we first need to understand the Roller faith's view on what fire does to the soul. Because for them, fire isn't just about destruction.
Right. It's presented as a purifying force, isn't it? A way to separate things.
Precisely. It's a spiritual separator. The theology is quite explicit. Fire is used to liberate the soul from the flesh. The idea is you burn away the impure physical body.
So the spirit can, what, ascend, rise free?
Rise free and pure to ascend into the light, is how they put it. Fire is the vehicle for spiritual passage, for release.
And we actually see examples that seem to back this up in the narrative. Khal Drogo's funeral pyre is the big one.
Mm-hmm. Daenerys walks into the flames, and the text describes her seeing Drogo's spirit rising, riding his horse into the afterlife, the Nightlands. It perfectly mirrors Melisandre's beliefs about fire releasing the soul.
It acts like a doorway, almost.
And then there's Jon Snow's fight with the White, Arthur, back at Castle Black. That's another key piece.
Ah, yeah, the reanimated corpse. A White is basically a dead body controlled by some external hostile force, right?
Correct. And when Jon uses fire against it, the flames consume the body, mm-hmm. and whatever was animating it, that sort of, well, demonic force, as the text implies, it's driven out.
Leaving just cooked meat and bone.
Exactly. The fire performed a separation. It forced the animating spirit, the parasite, out of the host body.
Okay, so the theory is solid within the Arlor framework, and we have examples. Fire separates spirit from flesh. Now, how does this apply to something non-human, but still deeply spiritual, like a weirwood?
Well, the most powerful and honestly disturbing piece of evidence comes from Varamyr Sixskins, the wildling skin changer.
The incident with Oral's eagle.
That's the one. Varamyr skin changed, his consciousness projected into the eagle. Melisandre, who is miles away, uses her magic to set the eagle on fire.
And crucially, the fire doesn't just kill the bird. It attacks Varamyr's spirit, his second life inside the eagle.
Yes. It doesn't just sever the connection cleanly. It violently ejects his soul. The text says it sent him screaming back into his own body. He describes feeling his own heart turn into a blackened cinder.
That sounds incredibly painful. Traumatic.
It was. So traumatic, it broke his control over his other animal companions, the shadow cat and the bear. They went wild. This confirms fire can directly attack and sever a spiritual connection, even at a distance.
But wait. If Alder's fire is meant to liberate souls, why was Varamyr's experience so agonizing? That sounds less like liberation and more like an exorcism, almost.
That's a really good point. I think the difference might be intention and consent. Drogo's spirit was released in a funeral rite intended for passage. Varamyr was attacked. His spirit was forcibly expelled by hostile magic fire.
So it confirms the power, but shows it can be weaponized. Fire is a tool for spiritual eviction.
Exactly. And it's fascinating how this resonates with real-world ancient beliefs about fire. It's not just a random magic system element.
You mean like in Zoroastrianism?
Precisely. Where fire is seen as the medium of truth, the purifier of impurity, the agent of divine judgment.
Or in Hindu Vedic traditions with Agni, the fire god.
Right. Agni is the messenger, carrying offerings, but also key in cremation rites. Fire there is explicitly about liberating the soul for its journey, separating it from the physical. It's the transporter.
So Martin's drawing on these deep, ancient ideas. Fire separates soul from body.
Which brings us back to the weirwoods. If fire forcibly ejects souls from living hosts, and weirwoods are known repositories for the consciousness, the memories, maybe even the souls of green seers.
Then hitting a weirwood with fire or even intense heat must have similar consequences. Psychic disruption, soul expulsion, memory loss.
It's like setting fire to the archive. A forced evacuation of history itself.
Okay, that framework makes sense. Let's apply it to the specific cases mentioned. Starting with Harrenhal, that place is famously cursed, and its weirwood is, well, it's something else.
Oh, Harrenhal. Yeah, that tree is deeply unsettling. Arya finds it and sees this terrible face, twisted, eyes flaring and full of hate. She even wonders, can gods be heard? She senses something is deeply wrong with it.
And Harrenhal itself was subjected to intense fire, right? Aegon the Conqueror's dragons, a Balerion's fire melted the stone towers.
Exactly. Now, the weirwood itself might not have been directly torched in the godswood, but the theory is the extreme heat nearby, the sheer intensity of that dragon fire, could have caused a profound spiritual trauma.
Like a psychic burn, a partial loss of its inherent consciousness, as one source puts it.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And that hateful face could be the result. The tree reflecting its own pain, its own fractured memory. Or another layer to consider.
Go on.
Could it be an echo? Maybe a tormented green seer, someone trapped or damaged within the roots, projecting that bitterness and hatred outwards? Like blood raven influencing things, but much darker.
So the dragon fire didn't kill the god, maybe, but it wounded it terribly, leaving the psychic scar of hate that contributes to the castle's curse.
Wow. It fits the pattern. Fire causes soul loss or spiritual fragmentation, leaving behind this damaged, malevolent echo.
Okay, next case. Storm's End. This one feels much more deliberate, less like collateral damage. Melisandre gets Stannis to burn the entire godswood.
Including the heart tree. The huge white weirwood with a solemn face. This isn't just asserting Relar's dominance. It's way more calculated than that.
It's erasing the competition.
It's erasing history. If that tree holds generations of local memory, the consciousness connected to the Storm Kings and the old ways, then burning it is spiritual sterilization. You're not just cutting off a network node, you're torching the whole archive for that region.
Like burning the Library of Alexandria, but understanding the spiritual implications of what you're destroying?
Precisely. For Melisandre, who clearly understands fire's power to separate and cleanse, this looks like a strategic memory wipe. Neutralize the site's spiritual power, erase its history, and attempt to override it with Roller's fiery presence. It's mythic censorship through flames.
Chilling. And then we have the weirdest one, I think. White Tree Village, north of the wall.
Yeah, this one is deeply strange. John's party finds this massive weirwood, but its mouth, a natural hollow, is huge and blackened by fire. And inside...
charred bones, human remains, maybe sheep too.
Which is just... wrong. Weirwoods do not love fire, as the text keeps reminding us. Traditional offerings are blood, sometimes sacrifices, but given to the tree, not burned inside it. This feels completely inverted.
Like using the sacred space for something profane.
Exactly. This leads to the idea of ritualistic inversion. You take the holy vessel, the weirwood, and use it for an opposite, perhaps malevolent purpose. Like a black mass mocking Christian rituals, this seems to mock the old god's ways.
Okay, so why? What's the goal of burning bodies inside the tree? If Melisandre burns sacrifices to release energy for weather magic,
then perhaps these villagers, maybe allied with the others like Craster was, are doing something similar, but for the opposite side.
You mean releasing soul energy to power the others' magic?
That's the terrifying possibility. The burning inside the tree isn't meant to feed the tree or send souls upwards. It's designed to violently expel that soul energy, perhaps to fuel the cold, magic, the storms and mists associated with the White Walkers. The tree becomes a furnace for dark power.
So across these cases, the forced sacrifice, the traumatized tree at Harrenhal, the deliberate erasure at Storm's End, and this dark ritual at White Tree the pattern holds. Fire near weirwoods isn't just fire.
It's psychic desecration. It causes soul loss or damage, like Harrenhal. It enables erasure and censorship, like Storm's End. And it can potentially be twisted to release spiritual energy for dark magic, as may be seen at White Tree.
Which circles back perfectly to that simple, ominous line, "The trees do not love the flames." It's not about physical vulnerability. It's about a fundamental spiritual incompatibility, an existential threat.
It really reframes things, doesn't it? And it leaves us with a pretty big question for you, the listener, to think about. If the Weirwoods truly are the living memory, the collective consciousness of Westeros, what happens to the land, to its spirit, its future, when you start burning those memories? What are the long-term consequences of systematically destroying your own history, your own spiritual foundation?
What happens when you burn the Library of Souls? Definitely something to ponder next time you're reading about a Godswood, especially if there's fire nearby. Thanks for joining us for this exploration.